Hello, and welcome to another episode of Breaking the Capsule. Here we open the capsule on several health conditions and concerns that may help you gain knowledge to better your well-being. How's it going, Nan?
Not too shabby today.
Yeah.
Just pretty tired, actually.
Sorry?
Today is like my official last day at the current workplace. So okay. Lots of things happening. Yep.
A lot of high emotions.
Yeah, lots of high emotions. what did we do? Got shot for lunch. So
I
bought Macca's for the Monopoly. Have you ever won any Monopoly Macca's? Like big prize?
Only like the, no, not the big ones. Just like chips and burgers and drinks and that sort of stuff.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't think you can ever win it. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that? Then they give me the present and cards and all that.
Nice.
Throughout the weeks, people have been buying me hot chips from Jester every day. There's some day I got like 2 box of chips until I'm like sick of it.
They're pretty tasty though.
Oh yeah, it is. It's so much. But then I still lost weight, so I don't know how did that work.
Ooh. Is it a weight loss program within Jester's?
I think might be the case.
Is it possibly the salt with the water? Drinking more water?
Oh, yeah.
Keeping you full, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. But then, you know, when I eat like salty food like Jester chips, then you'll be very thirsty and then tend to drink a lot more water, and then you just go pee like every 2 seconds.
Ooh.
And then people
are you sure it's the water?
I think so, because people probably think that I have UTI or something like that, which is like urinary tract infection, which happened to be the topic today.
Very convenient.
So convenient. do you want to start off with the topic?
Yeah, sure. So as we said, UTI is a urinary tract infection, and so it's an infection in any part of your urinary system, so your kidneys, urethras, bladder, and urethra. So most infections involve the lower urinary tract, the bladder, and the urethra. So women are at greater risk of developing a UTI than men. The infection limited to your bladder can be painful and annoying. However, after a while, there can be some serious consequences can occur if a UTI spreads to your kidneys. So let's go into what causes a urinary tract infection. So the most common cause of an infection is a type of bacteria that normally lives in your bowel called Escherichia. Oh man, I can't pronounce this. Escherichia? Is that?
Escherichia coli? Which is E. coli? I don't know.
E. coli. Yep, let's go with that.
Much better, much better.
No wonder they shortened it. So E. coli. And so the bacteria travels up the urethra, which is a tube from the bladder that the urine passes through, to the bladder. So once it's inside the bladder, the bacteria grows really quickly and causes an infection. Some other causes may be related to, say, an obstruction or a blockage in the flow of the urine, so such as a large kidney stone or enlarged prostate gland in men. Possibly an indwelling urinary catheter, or an IDC, sexual intercourse, so especially in women. Women and children are more likely to get cystitis than men, and females naturally have a shorter urethra than males, which means that there is less distance for the bacteria to travel to reach the bladder, which is why we were saying before that they're more likely to get a urinary tract infection. Also, the urethra, vagina, and the anus are very near to each other, so it makes it very easy for the bacteria to spread from one to another, which is why, do you remember one of the counseling points for UTI?
Front to back, is it?
Front to back, yep, that's the one.
Oh, it's a back to front. Can't remember.
Front to back, because otherwise the bacteria can go into the urethra.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always confused because like back then I didn't know much about females' anatomy. So
true.
Yeah, it's big problems.
Nice. But now, pretty much an expert?
I don't know, man. Probably better. A little bit better.
Better. That's good. Yep. So babies and nappies commonly get UTIs. So the bacteria from a dirty nappy can easily cause infections, especially in girls. So this can happen to any baby, and it's not due to just poor washing or changing. So some of the symptoms of UTIs can include wanting to urinate more often and urgently, if only a few drops. So like you were saying, Nan, before, that you're having to run every couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty much every day at work. I go pee all the time. I don't know why, but never have UTI.
Mm. Have you had that checked properly?
Yeah, I thought I have diabetes. I have like all this stuff, but when I go check up, there's nothing wrong with me. So I must have tiny bladders or something like that.
Or a new condition. Not known to mankind yet.
Hope so.
Other symptoms also include a burning pain or a scalding sensation when you're urinating, a feeling that the bladder is still full after you've urinated, pain above the pubic bone, and also having cloudy, bloody, or very smelly urine.
Ah, okay. Don't know, man.
Any of those?
No, I doubt it. I don't know. Because isn't it urine always smelly? Is there any specific smell that we're looking at?
I guess very smelly, out of the ordinary.
All right. Have you ever had UTI?
Yeah, I think I was back at uni, but it was like I was very dehydrated. And I just didn't drink much water.
Did you go on any meds, bro, or did doctors diagnose it?
Yeah, so a doctor diagnosed it, and so I just had antibiotics.
Oh, I see. So you can tell me more about it then. Did the infection go up to your kidney afterward?
No, he said it was quite mild. Like, it was like the starting stage.
Okay.
Must have been maybe we did like a few lectures, and then I was like, that looks familiar. Because did you feel like anytime we read anything at uni, you'd feel like, oh yeah, I've got that, even if it was like dementia or Parkinson's, like anything extreme?
Well, I think I have dementia, so I forget things very easily nowadays. Literally, like 5 minutes after, I'll forget it. But I think so. That's what happened at uni. And then in terms of it, like once the infection passed up to the kidney, then you might get the kidney infections. So if you do have kidney infection, then it's like a must have to go to see doctors. So the symptoms of it is quite similar to UTI, but beside that, you can get like fevers, chills, lower abdominal pain, pain in the back or pain on the side as well, vomiting. That's another one. So how to diagnose it? What does the doctor do when you go to see them last time?
Just pee in a little bottle.
Oh, I see. How long does the result come back?
I think it was like 2-3 days. It wasn't like a week or anything.
Fair enough. So yes, you pretty much, if you think you have UTI or I don't know, I just want to check up, you go see your doctors. They might perform like a physical examination, and a sample of urine, like Ishan said, will be collected and then for testing. During this testing, they can also test for what bacteria is inside that cause infection, and can test the antibiotic sensitivity as well. Because of that, you can pick the right antibiotic to give to the person, because sometimes some antibiotic are resisted by the bacteria, so it's not ideal to give them that. It's just a waste of money, a waste of time. The Australian Society of Infectious Disease recommend that if your urine test results show bacteria in your urine, but you don't have the symptoms of UTI, you don't really need antibiotics. So how to prevent it? So like Ishan said he got it when he was dehydrated. So make sure you drink plenty of waters and other fluids to flush the urinary system. Treat like vaginal infections such as thrush or trichomoniasis quickly. Avoid using spermicide-containing products, particularly with a diaphragm and contraceptive device. Go to toilet as soon as you feel the urge. Don't hold it, because when you hold it, there's more bacteria grow inside. It just causes more chance of getting infections. Wipe yourself front to back.
There you go.
Yeah. Empty your bladder after sex. Very important. Avoid constipation. Oh, funny story. I don't know. I just realized it's like... Like, you know, when you watch a movie and after sex scene, you never see the actors actually go to toilet. I think they should start doing that to educate people.
Oh, yeah. Just to raise awareness.
Yeah, raise awareness. Are you okay, day kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Next one is cranberry. So a lot of people have been using cranberries for a long time to help prevent UTI. So cranberry, well, some studies show that it does help with preventions of E. coli bacteria from sticking to the urinary tract lining cells. However, there's some recent studies shown that cranberry juice is actually not that effective. And sometimes cranberry interact with a few other medication as well, so it's not ideal. So if you do want to try that, that's fine. Just make sure that you check with the pharmacist or the doctors just to make sure everything is safe. Okay, treatments. Before taking antibiotic, you can use some things like urinary alkalizer, like urosachets, sarchalite, things like that, which can help improve the stinging sensation or the burning sensation while you're going to the toilet. You can buy this over the counter easily anywhere in the shops, pharmacies, supermarket. But again, it does interact with a few other medications as well. So check it with the pharmacists and doctors before you use that.
Cool. So there is some evidence that taking methamine heparate tablets can be helpful in preventing recurrent UTIs in some people. So, which is also known as Hyprax for the more common sort of name for the brand. And this medicine works by changing the chemical composition of your urine, so making it less attractive to the bacteria, and can be used as an alternative for preventing recurrent UTIs in people who can't take antibiotics. So basically trying to make you look less or more ugly to the bacteria so it doesn't jump on you. So because it isn't an antibiotic, it may be a helpful tool for preventing antibiotic resistance, which I reckon we could probably do like a podcast on that later on.
Oh yeah, should.
Next week. Just like the resistance.
Sounds good.
However, the Hyprax is not as effective as antibiotics for preventing recurrent UTIs, and they're still requiring more research to show the true protective benefit of the medication. So antibiotics are used to treat the infection, so you should take the full course even if you're feeling better after a day or two. And this is because some of the bacteria might still be active. So some examples include trimethoprim, which is quite commonly used, nitrofurantoin, cefalexin, amoxicillin, fosfomycin. So for example, with the trimethoprim, which commonly is seen as Alprim, this one's best taken at nighttime, just before you go to bed. So your bladder is full. So then it'll try and attack all the bacteria. So the most severe cases of kidney infections might need IV antibiotics. If you are given antibiotic treatments for a UTI and your symptoms don't improve at all or only a little bit, then it could be a sign that the infection is due to an antibiotic resistant bacteria, which again, we can go through that in the next podcast.
Okay. Sounds good. So that's UTIs in a capsule, sort of small capsules, but it's very common medical conditions. Like I get asked about it all the time. Like people just come in, like I go pee so often? Do I have UTI and things like that? So, yeah, it just, that's what it is. And did you see in Queensland, they trialing pharmacists to prescribe antibiotic for UTI, Queensland?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I think in Queensland, yeah, they only a certain pharmacy, but they're trialing there. And I don't know what the result is because, I mean, I have sort of mixed opinion about it to a certain level because so, I suppose you can give antibiotic prophylaxis for it, but if you don't actually have UTR and you have something more severe.
Something else,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, it can cause like antibiotic resistance, then that's not ideal. But if you have the tools and knowledge to be able to diagnose it, and because UTI, a lot of people need treatment straight away. So yeah. If you are well equipped for it, then it's good. But I don't know. I haven't seen it in person, so I can't really judge it.
It's sort of, you can see how it goes.
Yeah.
When it comes around.
Yeah. Well, Western Australia is always the last one in any. Anything's anyway, so we'll find out at some stage, maybe in like 5 years' time.
It's good in the sense that like it's like everyone else does like the beta test, and then once it's sorted, then we get it.
Yeah. It's good for us.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything else to add on top?
Nah, that's it. In a little capsule.
All right then. So in that case, we'll shall see you guys next week, and if you have any questions, feel free to drop us an email or comment. And yeah, see you then. Bye. Sure.
Bye. All of the information provided on this podcast is for educational purposes only. If you have any questions, please see your healthcare professional.